Hey friends! Before we start the show, we want to give a quick shout out to a few members of our Patreon family.
That's right! We want to send out a big hola to Tres Hermanas, or Three Sisters, from Cincinnati. Our amigas Shiloh, Sayla, and Maisie. How are y'all doing over there? Did you know that before Evan and I moved to Oregon, we used to visit some of our amigos in Cincinnati? It's such a fun place to explore. Some of our favorite places were the botanical garden and the big outdoor pond that becomes a skating rink in the wintertime. Have you all ever been there before? Well, amigas, thank you again for being such great listeners and supporters of our show. It means a lot to us.
We also want to give a shout out to our amiga Grace, her mom Elise, and her papa Ben. A while back, Grace actually had her parents dictate letters to me and to Vanessa and to all of the Eat Your Spanish singers, and it was so exciting to read those letters and respond to her. It's so wonderful to be curious, and it made us really happy to answer all of your questions. Thanks for being such a great listener, and please let us know if you have any more questions about our show. We'd love to answer them.
Last but not least, we want to say hola to our amigos Kinley and Ronan, their mama Casey, and their papa Jeff. Did you all get the stickers we sent to you in the mail? We sent a whole bunch, that way you could even share some with your mama and papa if you want. I wonder if you all watched the Los Pollitos video together too, since that's the video we made the stickers for. Thank you all so much for your love, and we hope you all continue to have lots of fun learning Spanish and singing songs with us.
Thanks again to all of our Patreon members. We wouldn't be able to make this show without you all. And if anyone would like to find out more on becoming a member, you can visit us at patreon.com/eatyourspanish. That's all for now. On with the show.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
Estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
Tienen hambre.
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menu.
It's Spanish today.
Everybody sing.
Eat your Spanish. Eat your Spanish. Eat your Spanish with us today.
Did you say spinach?
No, I said Spanish.
Okay.
Eat your
with Evan
and Vanessa.
Hello, friends. Me llamo Evan. My name's Evan.
Hola, amigos. Y yo me llamo Vanessa. And my name's Vanessa. Welcome to the very last review episode of Season 2 of Eat Your Spanish. If I remember correctly, our last lesson was all about musical instruments, or in Spanish, instrumentos musicales.
Today we'll be reviewing those words, and then we've got a fun game to play with you all.
And then at the very end of our episode, we'll give one special listener the chance to ask us a question about how to say a word or phrase in Spanish. But first, it's time for a little review of our words from last week.
We hope you're ready to have some fun. Here we go.
Spanish review time!
All right, now it's time to take a look back at our lesson from last week. Evan, rewind the tape.
So, Vanessa, how do we say guitar, piano, ukulele, and drums in Spanish?
Great question, Evan. To say guitar, we say la guitarra. For piano, we say el piano. For the ukulele, we say el ukelele.
Hey, Vanessa, sorry to interrupt, but all three of those words sound almost exactly the same in English as they do in Spanish.
That's true, Evan. Do you all remember what it's called when a word sounds almost the same in two languages? If you all said cognate, then you're right. So we've got three cognates in this episode, and then our last word we'll be learning is the word for drums, which is los tambores. So now that we've heard the name of each instrumento, let's practice saying each one all together. We can start with the guitar. In Spanish, we call it la guitarra. So repeat after me. La guitarra.
La guitarra.
La guitarra.
La guitarra.
Muy bien, amigos. Now we're ready to practice the piano, or in Spanish, el piano. So repeat after me. El piano.
El piano.
El piano.
El piano.
Wow, great practicing, amigos. Two done, two more to go. So for ukulele, we say ukelele. So repeat after me. Ukelele.
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 Excelente, amigos! Now last but not least is the only word this week that isn't a cognate, and that's the word for drums. The word for drums is los tambores. So repeat after me. Los tambores.
Los tambores.
Los tambores.
Los tambores.
Great review, everybody! Now I hope you're ready to have some fun because it's time to play a very special Spanish game.
Spanish game time!
Now that we've remembered the name for each of the instrumentos in our review, let's put the sounds together with each word. So we'll start with the sound of the piano, or piano, in Spanish. So here's what the piano sounds like. Now let's listen to what a guitar, or guitarra, in Spanish sounds like. All right, and now let's listen to the drums, or tambores. And for our last instrumento, or instrument, let's hear the ukulele, or ukelele.
Wow, those were all such beautiful sounding instruments. If you listened to our last episode, you even got the chance to hear all of them playing at the same time to make an entire song together. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was. Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse are such great musicians, too. It was so much fun to play with them. Well, let's play a fun listening game where we play one instrumento at a time, and then you all can have the chance to guess which Spanish name goes with each sound.
Okay, amigos, time for round uno. What instrument is making this sound?
Time's up, amigos. What's your guess? If you said guitarra, excelente, you got it. That was the sound of the guitar. And now, for our next round, round numero dos, let's see if we can guess what instrumento makes this sound.
Time's up, amigo. Do you have a guess? If you said el piano, muy bien, that was the sound of the piano. Okay, time for round numero tres. What instrument makes this sound?
Okay, time's up, amigos, and that means it's time to say your guess out loud. If you said el ukelele, muy bien, we just heard the sound of a ukulele. What a nice sound. It reminds me of a sweet little bird singing.
Yeah, the ukulele is such a beautiful instrumento. All right, amigos, are you ready for our last round? Let's see if you can guess our last instrumento of the game.
Okay, time's up. What's your guess, amigos? If you said los tambores, muy bien, you guessed it. That was the sound of drums.
Muy bien, amigos. Great work.
Yeah, we love playing games with all of you. Gracias. Thank you all for all your really good guessing. And now that we're done with our game, that can only mean one thing. It's time to hear from one of our very special listeners. Evan, who is this week's special listener?
This week's special listener is Elena. Elena, what is your question?
How do you say makeup in Spanish? Bye.
Hola, Elena. It's so good to hear from you.
Yeah, hola. That's a great question. Mrs. Elephant was just putting on makeup the other day since she was hired to be a clown at a birthday party. She even put on a little red foam nose on the end of her trunk. And all of the amigos at the birthday party loved all of her tricks. She's such a funny elephant. So, Vanessa, how do you say makeup in Spanish?
Makeup in Spanish is called maquillaje. So now let's try saying it all together. Ready, amigos? Maquillaje.
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 Muy bien, amigos.
Great work, friends. One of my favorite things to do when I was a kid was to paint my face with maquillaje and dress up for Halloween, or sometimes even just to play pretend with my amigos.
Oh yeah, me too. It's a really fun way to use your imaginación or imagination. Hey Evan, would you want to play animales later today? I can put maquillaje on you to make you look like a sloth.
Only if I can put maquillaje on you to make you look like a skunk.
Oh, I love skunks. That's a really fun way to be a skunk without the stink. You got yourself a deal.
Chipmunks, hip hip. Hip hip. Excuse me, chipmunks, hip hip.
Hooray!
There we go.
Oh, that was really cute.
Yeah, they're my best friends.
Thanks for the great question, Elena, and for being such a wonderful listener.
Yeah, hasta luego, Elena.
If any of you listeners out there ever want us to answer one of your questions, just visit us on eatyourspanishpodcast.com and you can send us in your question. And if you record your question on one of your parents' phones and send it to us, then you can have the chance of hearing your own voice on one of our podcasts.
Aw, that sound means it's almost time to go. It was so much fun being with you today for our last review episode of Season 2.
We hope you all have fun in the upcoming weeks with Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse, and we'll be sure to pop in if we have any fun or exciting news to share with you all.
And since we can't give you all a hug in person right now, will you all give yourselves a big hug or un abrazo fuerte from Evan and me? Te amo, amigos. We love you all so much, and we can't wait to see you again soon.
Te amo, amigos. We hope you'll sing along with us in our last goodbye song of the season.
Adios, mi buen amigo.
Goodbye, my good friend.
Hasta luego.
See you later.
See you later, my good friend.
Adios, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later. Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on iTunes. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios.